Welcome to episode number 2. I gotta come up with a name for this, you guys. I mean, this is really awkward. The whole hello, hello, hello thing. Welcome to episode 2. Hashtag second chance Steph. I mean, what are we doing over here? Anyway, I wanted to get on here, first of all, and say I'm a little upset. I did buy a little $11 microphone, nothing fancy, off of Amazon, and it definitely does not work. I recorded a whole podcast on my iPad thinking that was the only way it was working, and it most definitely was not. So that's okay. You know, this is not going to be perfect. I have already made that blatantly clear. I just thought I would spruce it up just a little bit with a little mini microphone. So once again, if you're hearing any obnoxious noises, just go ahead and ignore that. Okay. So I wanted to kind of just talk to you about what happened to me today. That was very, very... it was very eye-opening for me, and in a fantastic way, okay? So don't get nervous. This was something that gave me that little extra oomph, kind of, for what I have in store for July, okay? So every first of the month, we do a, well, first, I know today's the second, I get it, we had some things going on, but we do a new promoter training. So basically just kind of going over, you know, our groups, the things that we do, how the back office works, all of the things, okay? And I got on accident, okay, it was an accident, I got a little peeky-poo at someone's monthly pay, okay? Okay, and I'm talking about just for this month. I'm talking from the first to today, okay? And can I just tell you, I got the chills, I got goosebumps, I got, you know, those eebie-jeebies that like move your whole body, and I'm not talking like creepy eebie-jeebies, I'm talking like a spirit has just came and woken me, shook me. I was shook, y'all. I was like, what is going on? Is this real life? Okay, that is what I felt like. Okay, and then I started thinking, how in the heck do I get to that place, okay? And then I started doing the comparison game. I'm like, okay, well, let me think about this. She's been doing this for about this long, and she's got about this many promoters, and she's got about this many customers, and if I just did that, blah, 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 okay? Really, guys? We cannot be doing the comparison games over here. But what it made me realize is, that I can achieve that, okay? That number that I saw is something that I can achieve, okay? A lot of people, I feel like when it comes to network marketing or direct sales or whatever it is, I feel like they have like a certain number in their head. Maybe it's like a certain number you want to make a month, or maybe it's a certain number you see often or something. I feel like people think there's like a cap, okay? That just confirmed to me that I ain't playing with no caps, okay? I am, like, legit. That number will be mine, and one day I will look back at that number and laugh at it, at the fact of how amazed I was, okay? Everything that you want and that you desire is already yours, okay? I'm gonna get a little woo-woo on you. Everything that you want and that you desire, it is already yours. It just has not caught up to you yet. Okay? If you really, really want those things and you work towards those things, they are yours. You know, a lot of people think, where a lot of people, when people start getting woo-woo and all the things, people just think we're over here sitting with our crystals in our palms, or, you know, staple them to our faces and just kind of staple them. Where'd that come from? I don't know. I hope we're not stapling crystals. I was going to say stamping them on our foreheads and our faces and just sitting here and going, all of the money is coming to me. All of the money is coming to me. Like sitting here chanting and thinking the money's going to fall from the sky, okay? That's not what we're over here talking about, okay? When you're visualizing these things and knowing that these things are coming to you, your subconscious mind starts working towards those things, okay? You start figuring out ways you can start moving towards them. Okay. I don't know how many times. Hey, I have a little game for y'all. Count how many times I say okay. Maybe I might have a little prize for you at the end. Okay? Okay. When I say okay, I'm going to need you to say okay. Okay? Okay. Perfect. But now I lost my train of thought, so what I was talking about. Oh, okay. Your reticular activating system. Okay, if any of you are familiar with that, I mean, you start training your brain to see the things and go towards the things that you want, okay? I really, it's a huge thing that I just recently have been really trying to focus on. So, you know, when you like see, or say you are really looking into Range Rovers or Mercedes and you're something that you really want, and then you just start seeing it everywhere, right? Huge. You'll start to notice it. You'll start noticing it. If you guys start noticing stuff like that, or if there's something that you really like, or you start noticing maybe the color blue more often, or maybe you start noticing the color purple more often, or you start noticing people with blonde hair more often, you'll start noticing it. You're training your brain to pay attention to the things that are important to you. So if those things are important to you, those goals and those things that you want, or that certain amount of money is important to you, well, then you will go after it. So it just really, it really opened my eyes, and I could not believe the fact that that was just 2 days. I really couldn't. I couldn't. And it just shook me to a whole, it's just, it made me so grateful for the fact that I have the open mind to be able to do what it is that I'm doing. A lot of people don't have that, I don't know, they don't have the thought process of kind of opening or expanding their mind into the possibilities that are out there, and it's unfortunate, but what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? So, excuse me. If you stay going, reaching towards those things, don't play the comparison game. I'm going to tell you that is the number one thing you don't want to do. First of all, you know, a lot of the times where there are people, you want to emulate the people that you are trying to be like, or maybe emulating someone who is where you want to be, but don't play the comparison game. When you look at people that are, you know, super physically fit, or maybe they're doing like a bikini competition or something like that, you automatically, you go to the gym one time and then you're like, well, why don't I look like that? Why? What's taking me so long? Well, hello. I mean, they probably started a year ago working out and training for that. You know, your time hasn't came yet. So they're chapter 20 and you're still over here on chapter 1. So don't play the comparison game. Just know that you haven't caught up to what it is that you're trying to achieve. And I think that's really, really important. Having a positive mindset, and I know as corny and cheesy as that sounds, it is just a huge, huge game changer when it comes to life in general. I mean, even with just a little list of things, I'm telling you. Okay, how about this for an example? So one time, okay, it's gonna be a story time here. One time, somebody, I'm not gonna name any names, got their motorcycle towed. Okay, so somebody else, that would be me, needed to figure out how the heck I was going to get it out. Okay, so I went to this tow yard probably 3 or 4 separate times trying to get this motorcycle out. They would not let it out. They would not let me have it. And when they finally did, okay, I got the keys, I show up at the place, I sign the paperwork, and the lady looks at me and she goes, "You are the most pleasant person I have ever dealt with the entire time I have worked here. And I was like, well, what is yelling and screaming and getting mad and upset at the fact that you're not giving me what I want? What is that going to do for me? Nothing. It's just going to make the entire time more miserable. So instead of focusing on that, let's focus on what it is that we can do to fix the problem, what it is that we can do to make the situation a little bit better, and focus on the positive side. Obviously, in my eyes, there was no positive side of this motorcycle, but in the end, you know, that felt really good that she said that. That felt really good that she said that, that I, you know, I didn't, I wasn't a horrible, crazy lady screaming about her motorcycle. You know, I just, it's the same concept with the business. So I could look at this daily pay or whatever, a monthly pay, and be so upset. Like, well, why am I not there? What am I, well, like, why can't I do that? Of course I could sit there and do that. But instead, I'm going to think of all the ways that I can do that. Am I doing everything I possibly could be doing every single day? Am I talking to as many people as I possibly could? Am I sharing my story? Am I giving value to people? Am I messaging people? I mean, there's so many different things that you could be really concentrating on instead of the fact of playing the comparison game, which doesn't really do anybody any good, right? So I hope you guys found that useful. Like I said, I was just shook. I was shook to the core. I was shook by that number. I don't think I'll ever forget it. I don't know why, because I'm pretty sure I've seen more before in that same area. I'm pretty sure I've seen more, but I don't know. There's something about that number, and I think it's telling me that that's my number. That's my number that I, you know, that maybe, I mean, I gotta get myself some months here, but that'll be one of my goal numbers. Be realistic, you guys, be realistic with your goals, okay? I'm not saying I'm gonna make that number next month, because let me tell you, it was a pretty large number. Anyway, so I hope that gives you any type of value whatsoever. I appreciate it. And if you guys could think, what should we call this podcast? We got to come up with something. We got to come up, because I don't know. What do you want me to say in the beginning? Hello. Welcome to episode 2. This is sponsored by Anchor. Okay, it's not sponsored by Anchor, but Anchor is pretty cool. I gotta come up with something. Maybe add a little music in the beginning, or you know, make a title, or we could just keep it at the Second Chance Steph. I don't know. You tell me. So I love you all. I appreciate you for even listening, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.